You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play.
Now you know.
Amazon Prime Video's attempts to release a compelling video game adaptation like Netflix's Arcane and HBO's The Last of Us have been successful with the release of Fallout. The post-apocalyptic tale set in a retro-futuristic alternate history Earth has garnered immense praise from critics. The series offers a gripping narrative wrapped in humor, violence, gore, and thought-provoking socio-political themes. For today's Now You Know podcast, we take a look at few lesser-known facts about the Fallout TV series.
Trivia 1.
The Fallout series exists in the same continuity as the video game franchise. However, it features an original story focusing on the Vault dwellers of Vault 33 of the post-apocalyptic world. The creators and producers decided not to directly adapt any of the popular stories of the video games in favor of expanding on the lore of the franchise.
Trivia 2.
One of the most recognizable aspects of the franchise is the animated image of the Vault Boy, which features a cheerful young man holding the thumbs up sign. A backstory of the Vault Boy imagery is explored in the new series through Walton Goggins' character Cooper Howard.
Trivia 3.
Fans of Bruce Willis' hit 1989 film Die Hard will recognize the name of the TV show's protagonist, Lucy McLean, played by British actress Ella Purnell. The character's name is similar to that of Bruce Willis' daughter in the film Lucy McLean, albeit with a minor change to the spelling, possibly homage to the film.
Trivia 4.
Lead star Ella Purnell is no stranger to playing one of the leads in a critically acclaimed video game adaptation. Purnell voiced the role of Jinx in Netflix's highly rated animated series Arcane, which is an adaptation of the iconic game League of Legends.
Trivia 5.
One of the most pivotal factions in the Fallout franchise is the Brotherhood of Steel, descendants of the American military who go to extreme lengths to preserve pre-apocalyptic technology. The Brotherhood have an army of super soldiers called knights who wear retro-futuristic robot armor. And just like the medieval knights, these knights also have squires who accompany them on missions. The large pack of resources that the squires carry for the knights in the Fallout TV show is a humorous reference to the games, where carrying an excessive amount of items can hinder your character's progress. But did you also know that these giant armors are not CGI created for the series? They're built from scratch for the production and there is a person inside the armor maneuvering it during filming. Lead star Ella Purnell confirmed this during an interview with late-night talk show host Jimmy Fallon.
Trivia 6.
HBO's The Last of Us is arguably the first live-action video game adaptation to garner universal acclaim. The success of the series has been partly attributed to the fact that the lead director of the game, Neil Druckmann, serves as the show's creator alongside Craig Mazin. While the creative team behind the Fallout games do not serve as showrunners or creators alongside Lisa Joy and Jonathan Nolan, Bethesda Game Studios' boss, Todd Howard, is an executive producer for the show, overseeing the creative process. Well, that's the Now You Know episode for today. Until the next one, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.